All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Hello, and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown Show, a HoopBall presentation. This episode is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. Get some delicious coffee, taste the Kona difference, head over to HawaiianIsles.com or Amazon. My name is Adrian Benjamins, and thank you for joining me on this lovely Monday evening. We have a really nice slate of games, and I think 9 games on tap for tonight, and I don't want to waste any time, man. This one could go a little long, so I'm going to jump straight into the box scores. I'm going to start with the Charlotte Hornets at the Detroit Pistons. A very low-scoring affair in this one. The Hornets getting the victory 87-76. I'm going to jump in on the Hornets side. Miles Bridges, it took a long time, but he is finally coming around, stringing together multiple solid games in a row. He came through with 18 points, 7 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 threes on 7 of 15 shooting from the field. He was 2 of 2 from the line. If you held on to him, I'm really hoping he can keep his foot on the gas here and finish out the rest of the season on a strong note, because, man, I actually dropped him in a few spots. I think the HoopBall Staff League being one of them, I regret it. I wish I hung on to him, but it was a real tough go there for a while. Devontae Graham, 14 points, 11 assists, 7 boards. boards, two steals, a block. Love the 7 rebounds here from the point guard spot. That's pretty good. 1-3 on 6 of 17 shooting from the field. Let's see, Terry Rozier, a little disappointing this one. Only shot 4 of 13 from the field for 11 points. Did add 2 assists and 7 boards and 1-3. He was a perfect 2 of 2 from the line. Washington with 8 points, 3 steals, 1 block, 2 assists, 3 boards. I've seen him on a lot of wires and can probably just hang there. Although I also wouldn't be surprised if he emerged as a solid fantasy value in the second half of the season. So I'm definitely keeping my eye on PJ Washington. The minutes is there. I think he's an interesting watch list guy right now. Okay, let's see. Cody Zeller. Cody Zeller actually left this game with an injury, but returned. So nothing serious, but that likely maybe the reason why we saw the low minute totals, although he's not a big minute guy anyways. So anyways, 6 points, 10 boards, a block, 2 assists. We don't really trust him for fantasy. Malik Monk has been balling. 17 points, 3 steals, 1 assist, 3 rebounds, 2 threes on 5 of 10 shooting from the field. I'm not mad at you if you're rolling with Malik Monk in some deep leagues, like probably 14 team or deeper. In standard leagues, he's probably not there yet, but he's prone to have nights like tonight. 17 points and just trickling in some stats across the board. So Malik Monk is definitely a viable guy in deeper leagues. Okay, not much else to talk about off the Hornets. Don't really trust any of the bench guys. I'm going to jump over to the Detroit Pistons. I got to start with Christian Wood. He's definitely, you know, made the most noise in fantasy circles at the trade deadline. Everyone's saying he's the biggest winner at the trade deadline. I agree. I was lucky to grab him in a bunch of spots, my home league, and I'm really hoping he comes through, because man, I'm in like striking distance. I think I'm in 3rd or 4th place going into this home stretch at the end of the season. I could really use Christian Wood to start balling out. Now he has looked good in the last few, but tonight he kind of fell back down to earth in this one. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, no defensive stats, 1-3 on 4 of 9 shooting from the field. Now he did leave this game briefly. He had some kind of a limp, went to the locker room early, but he did return for the 3rd quarter and looked fine in the second half. So fingers crossed that he's not going to miss any time, because he's been pretty good. And even though tonight was a little speed bump, I do expect him to be pretty good going forward. An interesting guy who he's playing next to in the front court is Thon Maker, who put up a double-double, 12 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks, a steal, and assists on 5 of 10 shooting. I've seen him fly off the wire in a few leagues, and you know, I gotta admit, I wasn't really too excited about Thon Maker, because we haven't really seen Henson get up to full speed yet in this rotation. They still have Keith Morris, Sekou Dumbuya, so I really wasn't that high on Thon Maker as a pickup, but I have to admit, he's starting to pique my interest here, even, you know, in a low 24-minute even seeing a low 24 minutes like he saw here tonight, put up a double-double with defensive stats, good percentages. So, you know, if he's going to do this even in a 24-minute role, which I think could be possible, then I think he definitely could be worth an add. So, yep. Reggie Jackson did not shoot well, only 2 of 11 from the field for 8 points, 3 assists, but I think he definitely needs to be rostered with all the injuries to the Pistons' backcourt. I mean, they're missing Svi Mykhailiuk, they're missing Derrick Rose, Luke Kennard has been out for, I can't remember the last time we saw Luke Kennard play. So I think Reggie Jackson's got to be owned. And the other guy who's available in a few of my leagues that I think I'm going to swoop in on today is Bruce Brown. I love the boards, man. And I could definitely use boards where I'm thinking of picking them up in those leagues where I need some rebounding help. He had 12 boards tonight. Love that production in the guard spot. 10 points, 5 assists. He shot 5 of 13. So the minutes have been there. I just mentioned all the injuries in the backcourt. So the minutes are there for Bruce Brown. The usage is there. Actually took the most shots here out of anyone on the team tonight. So really love the offensive usage. So I think Bruce Brown's worth an add. I'm going to pick him up in a few spots. Okay, let's see. Off the bench, man, you know, it was just a short while ago we were really excited about Sekou Dembuya, but he's just so young, so raw, too inconsistent. So that's not happening with the addition of Henson and with the emergence of Christian Wood and Thonmaker. We can't trust Keith Morris. So there's really not much here to talk about off the bench. Derrick Rose, definitely I would still be hanging on to Derrick Rose. He was pretty good earlier in the season. And hoping he gets healthy and we see him again. But also, I don't need to remind you guys about his injury history. So also would not be surprised to see him miss time. Okay, one game down, 8 games to go. See, I told you guys this could be a long one. Let's jump over to game 2, the Brooklyn Nets at the Indiana Pacers. This was a tight game, very close. The Nets edging out the Pacers 106-105. Let's take a look at the Brooklyn side of this game. First, I'm going to start with Spencer Dinwiddie. Oh man, this guy has just been chugging along with all of the time that Kyrie Irving has missed. Now, the shooting wasn't super great. It was only 4 of 15 from the field, but he did shoot 13 of 15 from the line. So, ended up with 21 points, 11 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 block. So, I am not upset at that line. Took 7 threes. Dinwiddie did not hit a single one. So, that's a little disappointing. After the insane scoring game that LeVert put up, he kind of fell back down to earth a little bit in this one with 11 points. Did have a block and 2 steals, 3 assists, 2 boards, 1 3, but he only shot 4 of 13, and another bad thing, had 6 turnovers. So not the greatest 9 category game for LeVert in this one with the bad shooting, the turnovers. But I think with Kyrie out, he's definitely worth keeping in your lineup for as long as Kyrie is out. Joe Harris doing his thing with 15 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, 4 threes. He shot 5 of 12 from the field. Tarian Prince, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 3 threes on 5 of 15 shooting, so the shooting wasn't super great there. Jared Allen doing his thing, which is flirting with double doubles, 13 points, 8 boards, and 2 blocks on good percentage, 6 of 9 shooting from the field. Off the bench, they got actually a really nice double double from DeAndre Jordan, who had 11 points and 19 rebounds to go along with 2 blocks. And that is about it. Again, no Kyrie. Probably, I don't know when we're going to see Kyrie. I'm guessing maybe just after the All-Star break, but that is totally just a guess on my part. Okay, let's jump over to the other side of this game, which is the Indiana Pacers. Pacers. Sabonis, triple-double, 23 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds, 1 steal on a really beautiful, really efficient 11 of 15 shooting from the field. What a great game from Sabonis. And, man, he's been just one of the best surprises for fantasy this year. So Brogdon with a disappointing one here. Only 6 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds on 3 of 11 shooting. TJ Warren, nice scoring game as usual from him. 19 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 1 rebound on 8 of 13 shooting, 3 of 5 from the line. Victor Oladipo moved into the starting lineup in this one, which is, I guess, what we've all been waiting for if you've been waiting patiently with Victor Oladipo. And still hasn't really had that huge breakout game yet, but very encouraging to see him get starter minutes and crack the starting lineup. So 12 points for him, 3 assists, 4 boards, 2 threes on 5 of 14 shooting. Of course, you're sticking with Oladipo. Miles Turner with 15 points, 3 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 threes on 5 of 10 shooting from the field. Okay, not much else to speak about here from the Pacers. Definitely don't trust anyone off the bench. Really disappointing if you had Lamb and you were counting on his production. Like earlier in the season, he was definitely putting up some good production when Oladipo was out. But now that Victor Oladipo's in the starting lineup, I think Lamb's a drop. Now, he did have 9 points, a steal, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, but I'd be moving on from him. And I don't trust Justin Holiday or really anyone else off of this bench. Okay, let's go to the next game here, the Atlanta Hawks at the Orlando Magic. The Magic getting the victory 135-126. Take a look at the Atlanta side of this game first, and I got to start with Trae Young, of course. 29 points, 9 assists, no defensive stats. Shooting wasn't great, only 7 of 19 from the field. He was 3 of 11 from 3-point range, 12 of 13 from the line. So not great there. John Collins with 22 points, 2 assists, 8 rebounds, 1 block. He was 10 of 14 from the field, keeping his foot on the gas. Some people are a little worried that Capella could hurt John Collins. I think Collins will be just fine. You know, maybe we see his boards drop a little bit, but I think there's plenty of usage to go along. I think Collins will still put up some nice numbers. And then Kevin Huerter continuing to be solid. 12 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 threes on 5 of 13 from the field. Hunter, who was really good in the last one, only 10 points on 4 of 8 shooting from the field. He did add a steal, a block, an assist, and 3 rebounds. Jones gets the start, but man, he only played 15 minutes, and it's Dwayne Dedmon who's the guy that you want to play in the front court until we're not going to see Capella until after the All-Star break. Could be pretty shortly after the All-Star break. So it's just a short-term stream. Dedmon, I think, is definitely worth a look. He's like a double-double a night with blocks, and that's exactly what he did here. 14 points, 9 boards, 2 blocks, an assist, 2 threes, which is fantastic, on 5 of 9 shooting. Listen, I've heard some people voice some concerns over Capella's injury. Foot injury on a big man is always scary, so, you know, this could be a situation where you pick up Dedmon as a short-term stream. And then let's say Capella tries to come back, it doesn't work out, he needs to miss more time. Dedmon could end up being a really solid play here. Okay, Reddish, had an okay game here, 11 points, a steal, assist, 2 rebounds, but I don't trust Reddish coming off the bench in a low 20-minute role. Teague, man, such a bummer. I had him in some dynasty leagues, and it's kind of sad that Teague, it looks like the fantasy days are over for Jeff Teague. He had 8 points, 11 assists, a steal, a block. So actually, still a decent fantasy game here in just 16 minutes. But man, if he's only going to get minutes in the teens, he's just not going to be reliable for fantasy. We're also missing Scal. We haven't seen him play yet for the Hawks. So I don't know. This team is really interesting. Let's jump over to the Orlando side of this game. And let's see. Only injury is DJ Augustine, who's out for a while and not really fantasy relevant anyways. But anyways, let's take a look. Some really nice games from some of these players here on the Orlando side. In fact, they had four players score over 20 points. I'll start with Aaron Gordon, who had 26 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, a block, 2 threes on 10 of 20 shooting from the field. He was also 4-4 from the line. Vucevic had 24 points, 9 assists, 9 rebounds, flirting with a nice triple-double here. Very efficient, 10 of 15 shooting. He was 4 of 6 from downtown. This is a great game from Vucevic. Evan Fournier picked up the scoring slack in this one. He scored 22 points on 9 of 17 shooting from the field. He added 3 threes, 2 steals, a block. Markel Fultz had a nice game here, 13 points, 8 assists, 3 steals on pretty efficient 5 of 9 shooting from the field, 2 of 2 from the line. He even added a 3, so pretty good game here from Fultz. Terrence Ross, 21 points. This feels like a very Terrence Ross line because the scoring's there, of course, 21 points on 8 of 17 shooting, 5 threes from T-Dot, one steal, one block, one assist, one rebound. So that's interesting. Mo Bamba, man, if this guy could ever start and get starter type minutes, in just 14 minutes, he put up 7 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 block. I really hope we see Bamba get unleashed. I don't know, it's probably not going to be for a few more seasons, which is somewhat of a bummer, but I do think it'll happen one day. All right, not much else to talk about on Orlando. Again, major bummer on Jonathan Isaac. I'm really disappointed that we're not going to probably not see him again this year, this season. Okay, let's go to the next game, the Minnesota Timberwolves at the Toronto Raptors. Man, the Raptors are red hot right now. They got the victory 137-126, but I want to take a look at the Minnesota side of this game first. I'm going to start with D'Angelo Russell. His debut with this team, 22 points, 5 assists. He did have 6 turnovers, which hurts. Shot 7 of 12 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3-point range, 4 of 4 from the line, so not a bad game. People were wondering, can Malik Beasley coexist with D'Angelo Russell? Well, it looked good, man. 32 minutes, he scored 15 points, 2 assists, a steal, 4 rebounds, 2 threes on 5 of 12 shooting. I think Beasley is definitely going to be a solid fantasy guy for the rest of the season, even with D'Angelo Russell. And lines like tonight, I think this is, could be what we see, and I think he'll even do, he'll have better nights than this as well. Hernan Gomez, he played 26 minutes, had 15 points and assists, 5 rebounds, 2 threes. I picked him up, and when the Wolves made this trade, and I'm gonna hang on to him. I think, you know, I think this is exactly, I was expecting him to get minutes in the mid 20s, next to Karl Anthony Towns, and this is kind of what I expect. 15 points, 5 boards, I'll take that. And you know, who knows, hopefully he gets better here as he gets used to this, being in this, playing with these guys, and he gets used to the system. I think these numbers could improve. I think he's worth rostering for sure. Hang on to Hernan Gomez. Josh Okogie, 9 points in just 23 minutes. I know he was a popular ad this week. Had some nice games last week. I don't trust Okogie in standard leagues. Deeper leagues, I think he's all right, but I don't trust him. Jarrett Culver, 15 points in just 21 minutes. Man, he has really fallen off. yeah, he's just really fallen off, man. I think it was 3 weeks ago, we were all really excited about him. It was starting to put together a few good games in a row, and now it's just it's crazy how fluid this game is and how things change so fast, and things have gone downhill quickly for Jarrett Culver. Okay, no Spellman, no Jared Vanderbilt. I don't think we trust these guys anyways for fantasy. Crab, no. Johnson is interesting. And, you know, didn't have it going here tonight, James Johnson. Only had 8 points, but I think he could be viable in deeper leagues. He saw 28 minutes tonight. I think that's plenty of time for him to be fantasy relevant. Now, tonight, you know, the 8 points, did have 3 assists and 7 rebounds. So this kind of feels like his floor. But there's some nights where he could have 15 points and 8 boards and some defensive stats. And so this is why I think James Johnson is worth rostering in deeper leagues. Your worst guy in a standard league should be better than James Johnson, but I'm talking like 14 teams and deeper. I think James Johnson could be worth an ad. Okay, let's go to the Toronto Raptors, and a lot of nice lines here from the Raptors. I'm going to start with Pascal Siakam, 34 points. A block, 2 steals, 5 assists, 6 boards, 6 threes on 14 of 21 shooting. He was outstanding. He was really good here tonight. I should mention no Mark Gasol, no Serge Ibaka, and Norm Powell is out. So Siakam looking really good here in this one. Another guy who came through tonight who has been really up and down is OG Anunoby, 25 points to go along with 12 boards. 3 assists, 3 steals, a block, 3 threes. Super efficient, 10 of 13 from the field, 2 of 2 from the line. He was outstanding. Kyle Lowry returned from his injury, and he had 27 points. He had whiplash on his neck, took a bad hit to his neck area. 27 points. 2 blocks, a steal, 11 assists, 7 rebounds. Man, he came back with a vengeance. 4 threes, 9 of 16 shooting from the field, 5 of 6 from the line. Welcome back, Kyle Lowry. With Lowry returning, it pushed Terrence Davis back to the bench in a 15-minute role. Of course, I picked him up in a bunch of spots and had him in my lineup in some roto leagues where I have a games cap. So that hurt tonight pretty bad. I think Kai Bowman killed me as well. I'll talk about Golden State later. Hollis Jefferson got the start and had 21 points. 3 steals, an assist, 6 rebounds on 8 of 13 shooting. Man, they played really, really nice in this one. Minnesota, just awful defensive team, and Toronto just really took advantage of that. I don't trust RHJ in standard leagues. I don't think he's worth an ad. Anunoby, if he's on the wire, and he's in the wire in a lot of my leagues, I guess you could look to pick him up. He's going to be a little up and down, but I think if you just stuck him in your lineup and took the average, I think you could be happy. I love the defensive stats. Had 4 of them here tonight. Love that he hits the boards. Even contributed 3s. So he does have some upside. So, man, I think maybe he is worth an ad. Maybe I'll be picking him up in a couple spots. Off the bench, not much to talk about. Yeah, I don't really trust anyone off the bench. Chris Boucher, it's not going to happen. Terrence Davis, if you want to hang on to Terrence Davis, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to probably move on from him. It's just with this, when this team's healthy, I just don't think he's going to be reliable. Although, you know, 1 out of 4 games, I think Terrence Davis will go off for like a 20-point game, nice game. But I don't want to deal with the inconsistency and the up and down. Now, if Lowry or if Van Vliet or anyone in this backcourt is going to miss time, I think we're going to run to the wire to pick up Terrence Davis, because he has proven to be a good fantasy asset when he's getting starter minutes. Okay, let's jump over to the next game. the Sacramento Kings and the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks getting the victory 123-111. Going to let's take a look at the Sacramento side of this game first. Can I tell you guys, I have Rashawn Holmes everywhere. My home league, HoopBall staff league, ton of spots, and I could really use him, man. I am knocking on the door of catching the top teams in my home league. If I can get Rashawn Holmes back to doing what he was doing before he went down, I've got a real shot to make a run at the top and return to glory in my home league, man. And so, Rashawn Holmes, I know you're not listening to this fantasy podcast, but please hear this. Please get back, man. My teams need you. Anyways, so no Rashawn Holmes. I think they announced today we're not going to see him until after the All-Star break. Barnes, 23 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 5 threes on 8 of 13 shooting. De'Aaron Fox flirting with a triple-double, 17 points, 11 assists, 8 boards, 1 block, 2 threes on 5 of 19 shooting from the field. He was 5 of 7 from the line. Bogdanovich with a solid game, 16 points, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 block, 2 threes on 6 of 14 shooting from the field. He was a perfect 2-2 from the line. With Bogdanovich getting the start, it's pushed Hield to the bench, but even though Hield is coming off the bench, still seeing starter type minutes, 33 minutes to be exact in this one. He had 15 points, a steal, an assist, 7 rebounds, 3 threes on 6 of 12 shooting. Do not freak out if you have Hield. He should be just fine. Nemanja Bjelica, I had to look this up. You guys, if the season ended today, Bjelica would be my pick for waiver wire pickup of the year. He's actually on the season, season totals, not per game, in 9 category leagues. I think he's floating at an early 4th round value. He's just been outstanding. Nobody expected him to really be fantasy relevant this year, with the really deep Sacramento Kings front court. Everybody thought Bagley was going to break out this year. And so, Nemanja Bjelica just continuing to produce, 16 points, 2 assists, a steal, a block, 8 rebounds, 2 threes on 6 of 14 shooting from the field. He was 2-3 from the line. Harry Giles not really doing much, getting the start. Actually, he was in some deep foul trouble in this one. Had 5 fouls in just 15 minutes. But even if he wasn't, it's just not happening for Giles, and you can look elsewhere. Not really much else to talk about off the bench. I don't trust Bazemore or Joseph. I don't trust anybody else. So that's about it. Rashawn Holmes, please come back soon, man. Okay, let's jump over to the Milwaukee Bucks side. And Milwaukee's just been crushing it. They've just been insane. I've seen them as the number one team on NBA power rankings, and they deserve all of that. No Giannis Antetokounmpo. His son was born today, I believe. He named his son Liam. I hope I got that right, because I'm just saying that off the top of my head. I read it earlier today, so I hope I got that right. But congratulations to Giannis. I have 2 kids, and it's being a father, being a parent is like the greatest thing in the world. So, it's outstanding. All right. Chris Middleton doing his thing with 28 points, 8 assists, 11 rebounds, 1 steal. He had 4 threes on 9 of 21 shooting from the field. A really nice game from Chris Middleton, and he's been pretty solid for them. Another player who played really great tonight is Eric Bledsoe. 28 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds, 1 steal. He shot 10 of 16 from the field, added 3 threes tonight, 5 of 6 from the line. Outstanding game from him. Brooke Lopez, 20 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 threes on 7 of 12 shooting from the field. He was 4 of 6 from the line. So really nice game here from the Bucks, who were playing without Giannis and still got the victory. Let's see, anything else? Dante DiVincenzo is an interesting guy. He had 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. I think he actually left this game but returned, so had an injury but returned, so no concerns there. I think he's I think he's definitely relevant in deeper leagues. And let's see, I'm trying to think anybody else here. I think that's about it. Yeah, that's it. Okay, let's jump up to the next game, the Utah Jazz at the Dallas Mavericks. The Jazz getting the victory 123-119. Mike Conley was a late scratch in this one. Just rest. It was a back-to-back, so no, don't freak out if you have Mike Conley. He's really come around lately, and if you have Mike Conley, it has not been a fun ride. So you know, you've kind of gone through the pain of holding him, and it's finally paying off. So definitely stick with Mike Conley. Rudy Gobert doing his thing, double doubles, 17 points, 16 boards, blocks. You know, one block is okay. I want more blocks from Gobert. He was 7 of 7 from the field, 3 of 5 from the line. Donovan Mitchell, 23 points, 2 assists, 4 rebounds. I'm laughing because he had 9 turnovers. It's just very Donovan Mitchell-ish. Did have 3 threes, shot 8 of 12, so the shooting was great. So I'll take the turnovers. But yeah, Donovan Mitchell. Bogdanovich with 23 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, and was hoping Joe Ingles could have a big game with Conley out, but he only had 7 points, 3 steals, 8 assists, 3 boards. Jordan Clarkson with 25 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 4 threes. Man, Jordan Clarkson has been rock solid, man. Even though he comes off the bench, the scoring is there. I mean, tonight he had 8 assists tonight with 5 boards, 4 threes. He's been really, what a great add for the Utah Jazz. I'm not talking about for fantasy, I'm talking about reality. Just what a nice spark off the bench. Scoring punch, and just a really good guy to have coming off of your bench, or he's been a solid fantasy play, so make sure he's not sitting on your wire. I'm pretty sure he's picked up in every one of my leagues. I wish I would have picked him up earlier. He's just been good. Okay, not much else to talk about from the Jazz. We definitely don't trust any other bench guy besides Jordan Clarkson. That is it. Okay, let's jump to the Dallas side. No Luka. I think we're going to get him back maybe as soon as Wednesday, though. So I know you fantasy freaks who have Luka are going to be very happy to have him back. Tim Hardaway had 33 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 5 threes on 12 of 18 shooting from the field. Porzingis with 28 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Dorian Finney-Smith, 9 points. You know what? He contributed across the board. 2 steals, a block, 2 assists, 5 boards, 3 threes. So a pretty good game from Dorian Finney-Smith. Yeah, that was nice. Brunson was a letdown in this one. Only 8 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds. Only shot 3 of 7 from the field. If you were streaming Brunson, man, that ride is about to come to an end. Maxi Kleber, I probably mispronounced that, but he had 5 points, 1 assist, 2 boards. I don't trust him. Seth Curry has been pretty solid off the bench, you know, kind of similar as in to Jordan Clarkson, who I mentioned earlier. 15 points for Curry, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 boards, 2 threes on 5 of 7 shooting. JJ Barea with 11.6 assists. I don't trust him. He just played 16 minutes. Willie Cauley-Stein only had 5 minutes. Let me see, double check. Not much else to talk about. DeLon Wright, I should say, left this game with an ankle injury. So, man, DeLon Wright, it's been a rough ride for him. I would move on if you have him. I do actually have him in some deep dynasty leagues, though. And, okay, that's about it. Let's move on to the next game. The Denver Nuggets, the San Antonio Spurs at the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets getting the victory 127-120. Let's take a look at the San Antonio side. LaMarcus Aldridge is a beast in that front court. 33 points, a steal, 5 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 threes. He took 25 shots, which is more than double the next player. So he's just the man on that team, and they're giving him the ball. He shot 13 of 25. He added 4 threes, was 3 of 5 from the line. DeJounte Murray with 14 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 3 on 5 of 11 shooting from the field. He was 3 of 3 from the line. Trey Lyles, a guy that I'm watching, 10 points, a steal, a block, and assists, 7 rebounds, 2 threes on 4 of 5 shooting from the field. Forbes with 14 points, a steal, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. Lonnie Walker got the start, which is interesting, but in 27 minutes, he only had 4 points, only shot 2 of 6. You know, he did add 2 steals, 4 assists, and 5 rebounds, so kind of showing that nice fantasy game he's got. He can really, you know, he kind of like reminds me of DeAnthony Melton, where he can really fill it up across the board. Unfortunately, we may be a couple seasons away from the Lonnie Walker breakout. Okay, Derek White, 15 points off the bench. He only got 19 minutes. Was not happening for Derek White today. Only shot 2 of 10. Was a perfect 10 of 10 from the line, though, but not great. It's just 19 minutes off the bench. I just hate those low minutes. Really wish he would get more. Rudy Gay, his fantasy days look like they're gone. Jakob Poeltl came off the bench in this one and only had 6 points, 60 minutes. You guys, the Spurs are kind of a bummer for fantasy, man. It's just... they're just so disappointing. It's just really LaMarcus Aldridge, DeJounte Murray, and like that's it, man. I don't you know what, I'm forgetting a really important thing. No DeMar DeRozan in this one, so this is why we saw Lonnie Walker start and why maybe why the rotation was kind of funky here in this one. But man, it's just I'm just never excited to watch the Spurs on certain nights, there's something I'm really excited to see. Like, after the trade deadline, I really wanted to see, is this the Christian Wood breakout? You know, there's certain narratives in games that you want to see how they play out, how they pan out. And with the Spurs, I feel like it's just kind of boring. It's kind of dull. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that tangent. Let's jump over to the Denver Nuggets and see what went down over there. I'll start with Jamal Murray. And, you know, I believe, let me check this out, Jamal Murray did have an ankle injury in this one. I think he played through it. So anyways, still saw 34 minutes, so hopefully it's nothing now. He did have an ankle injury earlier in the season, or I should say just recently, so keep an eye on that situation. But he's been balling lately ever since he came back from that injury. 26 points, 6 assists, 2 boards, 1 steal, 2 threes on 11 of 21 shooting. Speaking of balling, Nikola Jokic, 19 points, 13 assists, 8 rebounds, a block, 6 of 8 from the field, 7 of 8 from the line. Remember when he started slow and everyone was wondering what was going on? Yeah, that was a long time ago. He's been great. Jeremy Grant, you know, I've been streaming Jeremy Grant and I've been enjoying it and he's been killing it for me. But with the return of Millsap, who scored 22 points in 19 minutes, Jeremy Grant only had 8 points, 1 block, 1 assist, 5 rebounds, 2 threes. And, you know, he still saw 30 minutes, but I hate to say this, but the Jeremy Grant stream might be coming to an end. I'm still going to hang on to him. You know, I really don't trust Millsap's health. I think Millsap could easily get hurt again. And, you know, we know the Denver Nuggets are definitely going for it. They're up there at the top of the West. And I think they're going to be really, you know, they're not going to play Millsap or anyone if they're hurt. They're a real deep team. So I think Jeremy Grant is still worth hanging on to, is what I'm trying to say, is just don't cut Jeremy Grant. Let's wait until Millsap hits the starting lineup, and let's wait till we see if Millsap can stay healthy for an extended period of time. Okay, let's see, that's about it. Oh, that's it. What am I talking about? Jeremy Grant. Craig got the start. He had 11.7 rebounds in 31 minutes. Morris was an interesting guy. He had 16 points, 4 assists, and 1 steal, but just 23 minutes. He's hard to trust. And Michael Porter Jr. is out, and Will Barton is out. So, man, I don't know. This team is so deep and so crowded. And anyways, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, and that's about it as far as their main studs. I don't even know. Okay, let's jump over to the Suns and the Lakers. Not much of a surprise here. The Lakers destroying the Suns 125-100. Let's take a look at the Suns. And man, just an awful game from Devin Booker. 10 points in 32 minutes. He only shot 2 of 11, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Not a great game from him. Diallo getting the start for Ayton, and Diallo had 15 points, a block, 3 assists, 4 boards. You know, anytime in my Roto League game cap leagues, I'm always really scared to play my centers against the Lakers. They look scary on paper because you got Anthony Davis, JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard. You know, like, I'm always worried that their front court's going to be a problem. Although I did play Marquese Chris against them the other night, and he had a fantastic game. So maybe I'm being overly nervous about nothing. Okay, a guy I want to talk about, Mikal Bridges. I picked him up at a bunch of spots, and he has been outstanding, man. 18 points, a steal, a block, 3 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 threes, 6 of 10 shooting from the field. I don't know if he can keep this up, but I'm going to just enjoy the ride while it lasts. Definitely seeing a boost with Dario Saric out, but, I mean, when is Dario Saric going to even return, man? According to Basketball Monster, his estimated return is 2/12, which is in a couple days. So Dario Saric has been dealing with a left ankle sprain, but whatever. I am not going to drop Mikal Bridges until I see him get moved to the bench in a low minute or in a reserve role, because Mikal Bridges has been outstanding. If the Suns are smart, they will keep this guy in the starting lineup and keep developing him, man. I love his game. Fills it up across the board, man. Contributed all over. 1 steal, 1 block, 3 assists, 6 rebounds, man. He's been fantastic. 4 threes. He's great. I could just go on about Mikal Bridges. Ricky Rubio with 13 points, 5 assists, 1 steal. Kelly Oubre, this was kind of surprising to see him get moved to the bench. I would not worry. Oubre has been fantastic. He had 10 points. He had 10 points. And you know, even though tonight wasn't a great game, don't worry about Oubre. He'll be just fine. Not much else to talk about here. Don't trust anyone else off this bench. Let's jump over to the Lakers side. Anthony Davis keeping his foot on the gas. 25 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, a steal, a block. 9 of 17 from the field, 7 of 8 from the line. LeBron James, 17 points, 9 assists. This guy's leading the NBA in assists. 8 rebounds, 3 threes on 6 of 16 shooting from the field. Did have 8 turnovers tonight, but whatever. Let's see, off the bench, Rondo had 23 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 4 threes. Rondo had a nice game off the bench. Dwight Howard had a nice game off the bench, 14 points, 15 rebounds, no defensive stats, so I guess it wasn't the greatest game from Dwight, but I just love seeing the double-double on some good shooting, 6 of 6 from the field, so that was nice. Not much else to talk about on the Lakers. Pretty disappointed that we're not going to see Darren Collison join this team. But, you know, I think the Lakers have enough firepower to make a run at a title. They just need to make sure they're healthy. They need to keep gelling. They need to keep, you know, getting that chemistry, learning to play together. So I think they have enough to go into the postseason with this team that they got. And who knows, maybe they're not done. There's rumors, Deion Waiters, maybe J.R. Smith. So, you know, they could still add a score to this team. But they really missed out on Darren Collison and Marcus Morris as well. Either of those guys would have been a great addition. Okay, let's jump to the final game of the evening. The Miami Heat beating the Warriors 113-101. I'm going to jump in on Miami's side. Jimmy Butler returned. I know a lot of you got to be really happy to see Jimmy back. He's been great on the season. 21 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, 4 steals, a block, 9 of 15. Just getting right back to it. One of my favorite players, Bam Adebayo, 13 points, 7 assists, 11 rebounds, flirting with the triple-double, 2 steals. Didn't have a block, but whatever. 5 of 8 from the field, 3 of 6 from the line. The shooting from the free throw line is the one negative thing. But, you know, on the season, he's been great. And let's see. Nunn only had 4 points, prone to have some bad shooting games, and was only 2 of 13 from the field. So really killed you from the really killed your field goal percentage. A lot of people streaming Derek Jones. He only had 8 points in 20 minutes. A lot of guys contributing off the bench, and one guy in particular, Jay Crowder, 21 points, 3 steals, 8 rebounds, 4 threes, 6 of 11 from the field. Might be time to pick up Jay Crowder. He's a really good fit on this team. I think they really can use his defense. Had 3 steals tonight, stretches the floor, had 4 threes tonight. So he's just a perfect fit on this team. He's exactly what they needed. And I mean, he's not going to go for 21 points in a full line every night, but this is what he's capable of on a team like this. So in deeper leagues, I'd check to see if Jay Crowder's available. I think he's worth an add. Goran Dragic has been doing it off the bench. Even though he comes off the bench, gets starter-type minutes. He saw 30 minutes. His usage is just as high as the starters. Took 13 shots for 15 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds. So Goran Dragic has been fine. Kelly Olynyk had 12 points, 11 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block. He had a really nice game, but it kind of feels fluky. Just don't trust him coming off the bench in a low 20-minute role. Andre Iguodala probably still getting his legs under him and still getting used to, you know, getting into shape. I mean, that guy's always in shape. He looks great. But Andre Iguodala, only 2 points. I don't think he's relevant for fantasy this year. I don't think we'll, even in deep leagues. Okay, let's take a look at the Warriors. Some definitely interesting things happening over here. In particular, I gotta say, I dropped Lee the other day for Bowman because Bowman had a good game and Lee just fell off a cliff, and then they reversed tonight. Lee went off for 26 points, an assist, 2 rebounds, 5 threes on 7 of 12 shooting, and Bowman had 2 points in just 15 minutes. So I'm probably going to be dropping Bowman in most of my leagues. He's going to be the starting point guard. He's going to have much better games than this, but man, this floor of 2 points and it just hurts, and I don't really want to deal with it. So there's some good pickups tonight, and I think I'm going to probably move on from Bowman. Marquese Chriss, man, what can you say about this guy? He's been he's been rock solid and looks like a big winner from the trade deadline. Looks like a guy who could just be solid for the rest of the season. 17 points, 2 steals, a block, 9 rebounds. He shot 5 of 10 from the field and 7 of 9 from the line. Draymond Green, he's 5 points, but did have 9 assists, 9 boards, 1 steal, 1 block. So even though the shooting wasn't there, only 1 of 5 in 31 minutes, ouch, but still contributed, contributed in a bunch of other categories, so not a bad line from him. Andrew Wiggins with 18 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 threes on 6 of 14 shooting. He was 4-6 from the line. Off the bench, it got a nice game from Jordan Poole, 12 points, 2 assists, 6 rebounds. He was 3 of 11 from the field, 6 of 6 from the line. Not too much else to talk about. I am watching Looney, Pascal, but really, it's just... Warriors, I've been chasing the Warriors all season, guys. I've had like a rotation of 2 or 3 Warriors on and off my team at all times between Pascal, Looney, Chris, Damon Lee, Bowman, and it's kind of been a headache. I'm still chasing it. Marquise Chris feels locked and loaded, so you're definitely sticking with him. Bowman, I still think Bowman could be worth rostering. I just don't really want to deal with headache. Also, in the spots I picked him up, I'm really loaded in guard with like point guards. So, yeah. Anyways, you guys, I think that's it. Let me double check here that I didn't miss any. I didn't miss any injuries. You know, I did forget to mention on the Miami side, Tyler Hero's out with an ankle injury. Myers Leonard is out. So again, I mentioned how I wasn't that high on Olynyk, and that just kind of adds to that. On the Warriors side, not much to talk about on the Warriors side. That's about it. All right, you guys, that's it. Thank you guys so much for sticking with me on this one. It was a really busy night of action, and really appreciate you guys. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Adrian Benjamins. Thanks so much. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. I think the All-Star break is coming up this weekend. I hope I got that right. I hope you guys are just having a fantastic week. I hope your teams are doing good. Keep grinding, you guys. We still got some time to go. Don't give up. Keep playing. Keep making those pickups. And, yeah. Thanks so much, guys. I'll talk to you later.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.